Doctor.
Wait.
Wait a second. Is he a doctor?
He is, yes. Dr. Ronald Dick has called in. He said somebody from Duquesne called him to tell him to call in. He said he's an avid listener of the show.
This is unbelievable. Shall I call you Ron? Dr. Dick? What should we go with
you
here?
You can call me Ron.
Okay. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I listen to you guys all the time. I really enjoy the back and forth because I'm from Philadelphia originally, but I've been in Pittsburgh here for 18 years, and I love Pittsburgh. But it gets very hostile in the sports shock jock radio in Philadelphia. You guys are a little more low key. Which is
yes, it does. With who's the guy who just retired there? The
Angelo Cataldi.
Yes, Eskin was one of them. There's been a whole bunch of them.
Howard Eskin, Angelo Cataldi, Mike Missanelli. I think it was. I used to live in Philly, so I used to listen to WIP all the time.
Tremendous.
Yeah, they are. They definitely eat their own over there.
Well, Ron, we're wondering. If even tomorrow's game is going to be a sellout, let alone all these games that Skeens pitches, what are some of the dynamics at play here, in your opinion?
Yeah, put me in the long line of everybody else in the world that blames the media. I didn't mean to say that they're going to sell out every single time he starts, but I do believe that tomorrow will sell out. The rain is putting obviously a damper on things, but it's special. I mean, it's a special moment. And I guess what I'm trying to express is I look at that whole the casual consumer. Will they want to go to a game because Livy Dunn is sitting up in the club box in the suite area, similar to the Taylor Swift, Kelce thing? And can we expand our fan base into other people? Because now it's a cool place to be for sure, PNC Park.
That's an interesting thought, actually, and might be part of the marketing of all this. You might tap into a whole new fan base. She has 8 million followers in social media.
She is the biggest of big when it comes to name, image, and likeness. Since July 1st of 21, she has been on the cutting edge of that. She's not just an LSU great gymnast in the Southeast Conference. She's an Olympian.
Paul, well, you wanted to jump in and disagree there. I can tell.
We're now going to compare this to Taylor Swift. I cannot see that. Even though she's got 8 million followers, I cannot see that there's going to be all kinds of little girls and whatever, teenagers.
You don't see this as the JV version of that?
JV, I like that.
The JV version.
I
put it this way. I'm skeptical. I have to see it before I'm going to say yes. Okay. I'll say there's an effect. There's a cause and effect here.
I talked to my students about this who follow it much closer than I do. I'm not the social media guru. Yeah, sure. LinkedIn, Facebook, for sure. But I'm telling you, the feel is with the people under 30 that this thing could explode.
Paul, we said earlier she's more famous than him. I'm not saying the whole place is going to be packed with Livy Dunnites, you know, but
she is all that and a bag of chips when it comes to social media.
She's done very well for herself doing that.
She's the best. She's not just good. She's the best.
She's the best.
I like this.
What are we talking about? She's
Wait.
The best.
From New Jersey. Come on.
She's the best.
Go at him, Ron.
There are a number of quote-unquote influencers who have more than 8 million followers. Come on now.
But they don't have boyfriends who pitch for the Pirates.
Exactly. Well, that's great. That's wonderful.
This could be a dynamic duo.
Yep. It could be. But then again, it could not be also.
And I'm just first-time caller, long-time listener. Happy to have you aboard. Please turn your radio down to talk to the great of radio sports talk, Shock Jock Radio.
We appreciate it, Ron.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, guys.
Did he call a shock jock?
Wait, was that really him? Or was that a prank call?
That was probably him.
Was that him?
Yeah, I think it was him because I asked him if he knew one of the professors at Duquesne that I know.
Yeah,
and he called him by a different name that I know is like a personal name that
him and Paul didn't seem to get along.
Yeah, that was actually him.
He started out by talking about sort of, you know, radio hosts in Philly and how they're a little bit over the top and maybe argumentative. And then he lived it out with Paul. Paul, what happened there from your perspective?
Because I had the audacity to be skeptical that we're going to have a Taylor Swift effect.
I thought he went back at you, and it was a respectful conversation.
Well, it was fine. I'm
Do you have
saying.
Something against college professors or academia?
No,
something
I have nothing,
something came out
I have
of you
nothing
there.
Against that guy. I mean, we're comparing it to Taylor Swift.
He said the JV version. There might be something to tap into there from a marketing perspective.
This is like the third grade rec league, not the JV.
What about
this
freshman team?
No, this isn't even freshman.
No, we're talking about
Taylor Swift, the greatest.
I don't think he meant it literally. He meant the entire world.
What is going on here? I don't think people are going to be tuning in the Pirates games to see an influencer.
You know what? I think they might. I think the more they show
to
her,
to see a picture of the influencer.
Yeah. And to hear from her.
Come on now.
Well, it's not going to have the NFL effect because, one, it's the NFL.
Nobody's saying Taylor Swift is
a global pop star that everyone knows.
If the Pirates get 9 more people to go to their games, attendance will rise by 70%. So, come on. Anybody that goes into that building is a win for them.